Good morning, Commissioner Gist. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
You have championed linking test scores to a high school diploma. So why are you now saying Rhode Island should wait until 2020 to do this?
Well, what I've championed is making sure that Rhode Island students are prepared for their next steps when they leave our high schools. And I believe that the decision that Rhode Island made prior to my coming to the state about having a multiple measures system that includes our state assessment is the right decision. And we postponed it in 2010-11 school year, and then the General Assembly postponed it during their session. I think that this decision is reflective of the fact that we need to make sure that when we go into full implementation again as a state, that we are completely prepared and completely confident about our readiness. And there are a couple of things that are changing, including the fact that we're transitioning to a new state assessment.
But Commissioner Gist, as recently as June, you said Rhode Island has had plenty of time to get ready for this, and it should take effect this year, even knowing that the Common Core is coming into the state and that we're about to adopt a new standardized test. So what has changed?
Well, we were ready. And I think the fact that we were ready was in full evidence by the success of the year. Students graduated, it worked, and they were better prepared than any class that's come before them. But the decision was made to postpone. And so the question is, after the postponement, when will we be ready again to implement? What's also changed is the fact that because the state made this decision, it's evidence of the impression that the state leaders have about where we are and what was happening with our system. So what my team and I did in determining what to recommend to the council was to go back and review all of the feedback that we heard from people in the state, including the leaders that made this decision, but also including teachers and students and families and others. And some of the feedback that we heard were things like there was confusion about the requirements. People felt like the requirements had changed over time. And so in hearing all of that, it became very evident that while we had a transition plan that we were prepared to implement, that transition plan was both disrupted by the fact that we're going to be paused for a couple of years and also informed by the feedback that we reflected on, because we had to think to ourselves, if the leadership made this decision, they made it for a reason. We need to understand why they made it, and we need to make sure that we make improvements to whatever we do so that this does not happen again.
But given the fact that we have delayed this test-link diploma system twice now in Rhode Island, how do we know schools won't just put this on the back burner once again and hope that when 2020 rolls around, it gets delayed again?
Yeah. Well, the reason that we're recommending 2020 is to make sure that we don't have another delay. The class of 2017 are already sophomores in high school, and the concerns that people had about readiness and so forth, I think, would have been part of the conversation again if the implementation had stopped and then started again with a group of students who are already in high school. You also asked about what's going to happen between now and then, and how are we going to be confident that people are doing the right thing and being ready? I'm confident about that because I've seen what has happened in the last 2 years and the way that our schools have stepped up and the major changes that they've made.
But Commissioner Gist, you've pointed to evidence that schools didn't make those changes until these graduation requirements were really imminent, until it was, you know, in 2 years, your students are going to have to get a score on a test to get their diploma. And I'm wondering, you know, how are we going to keep up that sense of urgency with schools now that we're putting this off till 2020?
We're going to make sure that it continues in a few different ways. For one thing, I know that my colleagues in the schools and districts have a commitment to seeing this through. I just met with the superintendents last week, They are solidly on board with continuing and with keeping up their sense of urgency. But in addition to that, we're going to make sure that we're checking back in with every district and every high school and monitoring over the next few years. And that was something that the Council on Elementary and Secondary Education, and I know the whole Board of Education, is going to hold me accountable for doing.
Commissioner Gist, if you are monitoring schools and you think that cultures and practices have changed enough now, how do you explain why we need to have this? If this can wait till 2020, why do we need it at all?
We need it because it's a part of the whole system. What the test component does is it, just like any standardized assessment in any profession or, I mean, they're used in so many ways in our lives and throughout our lives. And I think the reason that they come into play is because they are a consistent way to make sure that when we have a common definition of what we want our students to be able to do, that it's the same in each school. It doesn't mean that everything about that student is going to be the same, but there's a minimum level of skill that we want them to have in these two major areas that we are confident can be measured on this state assessment.
Are you at all wavering in your belief that we should use state assessments as one requirement for high school graduation?
I am very confident that the decision that Rhode Island made many years ago, 11 years ago in 2003, to include the state assessment as part of the diploma system was the right one. And it has proven in many other places to make a difference, including our colleagues in Massachusetts who have told us very clearly that they are absolutely confident that including their graduation requirements as a part of, not a standalone, it doesn't work all by itself, but as a part of their overall work that they've done on their schools has been what has helped them to improve over these years and become known as the best public schools in America.
Commissioner Gist, forgive me if this sounds cynical, but the timing of this, there's a governor's race underway. We're looking at changes in leadership in Rhode Island, and it seems like this is political.
Well, that's really fascinating, actually, because that never crossed my mind. And I think anybody who knows me knows that I don't think that way, probably to a fault. We're always going to be thinking about how do we best make changes in our system that's going to be best for kids? How do we implement in a way that's smart, that our schools are going to be able to do effectively, that they're going to be on board with us, that's going to stick? Those were all the considerations that we took into mind when we were making this recommendation, which I'll have to acknowledge was really difficult. I mean, it was hard for us to, knowing how well this year went and knowing that it made such a difference, it was difficult for us to acknowledge that we needed to make a recommendation that was going to not only feel far away, but actually is. On that note, I do want to add that this does not mean that for the classes of 2015, our current seniors, and the classes that come between those in the class of 2020, that there's going to be less of an effort to make sure that they are completely ready for success after high school. That work will continue. The state assessment will be used to identify which students need extra help, which ones need to come in for, you know, tutoring or summer school and extra supports. And then beginning with the class of 2017, local communities may decide to use the state assessment and begin to implement, as some of the districts did prior to 2014 with the NECAP assessment.
Well, Rhode Island's Education Commissioner Deborah Gist, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for covering this important topic.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.